We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Representative Morgan, during the House budget debate on Wednesday night, Republicans unveiled a series of initiatives. Some of these might be very popular, like trying to reinstitute a phase-out of the car tax. But was this really a strategically smart approach to wait until what was probably the second-to-last meeting of the House of Representatives for the year to unveil these proposals?
I think the point is that we do unveil them. We are showing people of Rhode Island some of the possibilities. What happens in our budget affects their lives, and it's how we spend our money. So we want to spend it for middle-class tax relief.
Sure, but if it's a good idea, why not unveil it 3 months ago when there would have been a better opportunity to publicize it, get the public behind it, etc.?
Yeah, I was really busy fighting the tolls at that point. You know, we've been fighting for a lot of tax relief over the last year. There's only so much bandwidth.
Let's go to Scott.
I'm wondering, how do you think the Republicans are going to pick up legislative seats with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket in a very blue state like Rhode Island?
We have really good candidates that are coming forward, and they're going to make the case to the people in their districts. It's going to be about them doing the hard work of going out and meeting all of their folks and showing them what we can do for Rhode Island to make it a better place.
You're a former state Republican chairwoman. How do you feel about Trump? Do you endorse him? Will you be voting for him?
Honestly, I haven't paid any attention at all. I know that sounds strange.
Any attention at all?
Really, almost none. I've been so focused on the state of Rhode Island and doing my job at the State House. And as you know, I've been really busy this year. So I don't have a lot of information there.
One of the most important numbers for the budget is 62. That's the number of Democrats in the 75-member House of Representatives. So even if the Republicans have the greatest ideas in the world, they're likely not to go anywhere due to the small number of Republicans. Why have Republicans been unable to make more gains in their legislative representation?
And isn't that a shame that we can bring good ideas to the table, and we can back them up with data and ideas, and we can show how they will benefit people in Rhode Island. And the Democrats aren't willing to work with us.
Okay, but you're not answering the question. What has been the problem with Republicans not really being able to increase their legislative ranks, even when Rhode Island went through a very severe recession?
I don't know how to answer that. I know that we come forward with good candidates. They work hard. I don't know if that just there's an institutional reluctance to vote for Republicans in the state that has developed over the last 70 years. But we have to break it because Rhode Island is not in a good place.
There's this Republican trope that the legislative grant system is used basically as a political fulcrum, as political payback. But I noticed that in 2012, 2013, and 2014, you requested and received grants for the Monsignor DeAngelis Senior High Rise in your district and also for the Coventry Pop Warner football team. Mm-hmm. So you took all these grants, you requested them, and now somehow you found religion and you're against the grants? What happened?
Yeah, I stopped asking for them 2 years ago. I just think they're the wrong way for us to go. Instead, I give money, my own money, to those charities. I don't think that we should be having a slush fund that's used by leadership to buy votes or influence votes.
Now, wait a minute. How about if we cut money to something like Crossroads? What's going to happen? All right, the state's going to set up a bureaucracy to help out the homeless, or should the state be giving money to private institutions? Or should we just say, let's not give them any money and let more people sleep outside in Providence?
Okay, you're mixing the two. One is legislative grants and the other is community service grants. But quite frankly, community service grants are fine, but there really needs to be a criteria. Why are we giving to different organizations? What value do they give to state taxpayers? And then how do we measure the value that we get? So it's not about cutting them out to good organizations, but actually about setting up a program them and a process and a way to judge them.
We're talking here with State Representative Patricia Morgan, a West Warwick Republican, and I'd like to ask you about Democratic House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello. He has a profile as a somewhat conservative Democrat. He's backed the elimination of the master lever. He's supported tax cuts. This session, he has recently supported giving voters the chance to strengthen the State Ethics Commission. So do these kind of issues make it more difficult to elect more Republican lawmakers?
No, I don't think so. He also gave us the truck tolls. He's also put together, quite frankly, a vanilla budget. You talk about beach fees, wonderful. It's $1.3 million out of a $9 billion budget. We can do better.
Well, you mentioned the truck tolls. Rhode Island has had Republican governors for more than 20 of the last 30 years. Yes, we know the legislature has been controlled by Democrats since forever, but don't Republicans bear some responsibility for not at least using the bully pulpit to take care of the terrible bridges and roads that we have over the past decades?
I think everybody bears responsibility, quite frankly. It's everybody who's been in leadership up there. And yes, our roads and bridges are in bad shape. We give more money than any other New England state for them per mile. So something is broken. We need to figure out what that is and get it fixed.
You know, all the Republicans in your caucus voted for the budget last year, and this year that wasn't the case. What changed over a year?
I think there was a feeling on the part of Republicans that we wanted to try to work across the aisle and see if we could get good ideas passed because we were trying to work cooperatively. The hand didn't come from the other side for us. So now we will talk strongly about Republican ideas and about what we think we can do to help people in Rhode Island live better lives.
It seems a lot of times when women candidates run for office in Rhode Island, they do well. But women are very underrepresented in political office, particularly in the General Assembly. Why do you think more women don't run for political office here?
Geez, that's a question that's been asked all around the world, quite frankly, is, women, I think we get started later because we are very concerned about our families and our children and all those duties that happen earlier in our lives. But I wish more women would come forward because I think we have a better way to look at many policy issues.
Why shouldn't we have raised the minimum wage? And isn't it ridiculous that Massachusetts minimum wage is going to be $1.40 an hour? More than Rhode Island's?
I think there are better ways to help working families than raising the minimum wage. The earned income tax credit, we did raise it in the budget. I think that was a really good thing we did. But it was a good thing that we did.
But you're still under Massachusetts and Connecticut.
Okay, but we raised it, and that's a good thing. And that's how you help working families. I think when you raise the minimum wage, you actually stop those entry-level jobs. They go away. And that's when the teenagers get the jobs and, the brand new immigrants, when they're learning the skills of the workplace. For me, raising the earned income tax credit, I'm more than happy to do that to help working families. I think that's the better way to go.
We're almost out of time here, but I want to ask you about how you and other House Republicans have been critical of the incentives being used by the Raimondo administration. Do you think Rhode Island would have been able to attract 100 General Electric jobs without those incentives?
I don't think we should be paying every company to come to Rhode Island. I think we need to do something about really changing the foundation of our economy. We need to get rid of the hostile economic climate that we have here. That's harder work because you're always stepping on toes when you do that. But our property taxes are too high. I mean,
okay,
it's the third highest commercial property tax rate in Providence, in the country.
The House budget does have a $30 million annual cut in the unemployment insurance tax, for example.
So that was a good step forward.
All right, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And Republican State Representative Patricia Morgan from West Warwick.
Yeah, thanks for having me.